right? We choose. Isaiah, I believe it is. You can go ahead and start it, Beth. This is God's Word, first place, final authority, part two. But how many knows that we choose to believe? The Bible says in Isaiah, he said he set before us life and death. Choose. He said, choose life. And so, believing God is simply a choice, you know. And the Word of God gives us the knowledge of God. But how many knows, we talked about John over there. We talked about he called us out. We've been called out from the world by the living God. I mean, if you was drawn to the Lord, you know, and you give your heart to the Lord, you were called out by a mighty God. And he brought us out to carry us into things, into him, into the things of God. You know, and it covers every area of our life. I thought about the scripture today where it says, I believe it's in 3 John, he says, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. To Katie and Macy before service, and they've been attacked a little bit, whatever it was, you know. And I looked at them and I said, this is a command. I said, I command you not to get sick the rest of the year. I said, you take it? I said, well, I do too. The Bible says that we're in a place of commanded blessings. How pleasant it is when brethren dwell in unity together. It is a place of commanded blessings, the Bible says. That's God's Word, and I'm going to put it first place in that, and I'm going to seal it final authority in that. I believe it. I believe that we can live in, I was telling Monty, somebody was talking about steroids, and I said, I like them steroids. You know, back before I had surgery, I'd get inflamed, you know, I'd go tell my doc, man, have me give me a Z-Pack, man, you know. And I'd get them steroids. He'd give me a steroid shot. And I mean, before I could get back from my doctor, I was feeling a little better already. Then I'd start taking those Z-Packs, and I could live on them, you know. So I went back to my doc one time, and I said, hey, I said, can't you put me on steroids all the time? Like that, and he said, yeah, he said, I can. He said, but long term, your kidneys it'll mess your kidneys up. And named off a bunch of stuff. I said, I just forget it. So I was telling Monty that, and I said, but it's way better to walk in divine health. I'm not against medicine, but I believe the Word says, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. Now, you know, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6 and 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life, eternal things. How many knows the Word's eternal? Healing is eternal, done eternally. You know, but see, the battle is with the mind with Christians. The battle is with the mind. The body hurts, the mind starts working. You know, you get an attack, the mind starts working. Oh, God. Oh, no. I'm going to get this. Don't start saying all that stuff. You cannot have God's Word first place and final authority. See, whenever you make God's Word as a Christian, the world don't have this kind of entrance into the things of God that we do. We're born again. The Bible says that flesh receiveth not the things of God, but the Spirit of God. Our spirit man receives from the Lord through the Word. But once you begin to put God's Word first place, in other words, you say, in your situation, what does God's Word say? Whether it's your body, your finance, your marriage, your ministry, I have to do it in ministry. Because this ministry, any ministry, puts demands on you. It puts demands on you, on your schedule, on your time, on when you don't feel good, when you wish somebody else could come preach and you're not getting the word. And I mean, it puts a demand. The word puts a demand on all of us. It puts a demand on us to be healed. It puts a demand on us to be stewards of the Word of God. See, when we make, I mean, we must make quality decisions as Christians. You know, a quality decision is a decision that me and you makes based on the Word of God, not on how we feel, what it looks like, what it sounds like, or what everybody else is doing. See, I find that Jesus and the Word, the blessing, works for me when I put God's Word first, I stand on it, I declare it, I say it, and I steadfastly am going to walk it out and not be moved by it. I find then that the power of God is released. I might not see it right then, but I will soon see the results. That song that Keith sang, y'all ought to have it on your iPhone or something. Hold on, hold on, and it won't be long until your faith turns to sight. Just a little while, it'll be all right. That's all scriptural. He said, look not to the left, look not to the right. The Lord gave Teresa a sermon one time, and she brought out how that we're to put blinders on, you know, like they did mules and horses in the day when they muzzled them and they put blinders on where they couldn't see nothing but straight ahead. And the Lord, she brought in a sermon and it impacted my life. You know, don't be distracted. Don't look to the right or the left. Don't look at what everybody else is doing or not doing. Don't look at whether everybody else is prospering or not prospering. The Lord spoke to me through the Word one time, and He said, don't envy the sinner when he prospers in his way, because I was looking around in real life, and I'm believing God to prosper and come out, and it seemed like all the heathen were prospering. All of those that wouldn't go to church, all of those that wouldn't, it looked like in the natural, they had it all going on. And I read the Word, and the Lord spoke to me through the Word. See, that's the power of God's Word. And He says, envy not. Don't look at them when they are prospering in their way. He said, for soon they shall be cut off. So I put blinders on. I thought, glory to God, I'm not going to determine God's Word by people. I'm not going to determine it whether Christians prosper or whether they don't. God's Word says I can prosper and plague God. I don't care if nobody in Blount County prospers. I'm going to believe this God that I've put my trust in is able to do what He said He'll do in that Bible. And praise God, I can tell you, if you do that, we'll do what He says He'll do in His Word. He'll do it. Quality decisions. We got them. You tell people to go to church, invite them to go to church now. Some of them, they're like, church, I'm a church. You don't have to go to church to be a good Christian, you know, and all of that, you know. And I'm like, man, there's scriptures in the Bible that says, we'll get to some of them, that I mean I took, and I took them for me. Beth, give me that Psalms 90, is it 92:18, whatever it is? Let's look at that. Let me see what it is. 92:12. The righteous shall flourish like the... That's me. That's you. Well, I don't feel very righteous. Nobody said you're supposed to. Who told you you're supposed to feel righteous? Devil? Maybe. Christians? Maybe. The world? Maybe. No. The scripture says, this is what I listen to. The scripture says, I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. See, me and you, if we're born again, we've been made right through Jesus, through His blood, through His grace and His anointing. We are the righteous. That's you. That's me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that what? Be planted in church. That's why I am dogmatic about getting people in church. They think it's church. They think it's about this building. It's about these nice little pews. It's about this. It's not about that. God said. Somebody say God said. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord will flourish. I'm flourishing. I'm going to flourish. Why? Because it says it and I believe it. You can't get me not to go to church. I'm coming to church. That's one of the reasons. I'm going to minister this a few minutes. I know we're all faithful. I'm not trying to get you to come to church. I'm not. You're here. Right? We need these truths in us that is a shield and a buckler that is truth to us, because this world and some used to be believing Christians don't believe you need to go to church. They've been hurt in church. We've all overcame hurt in church. We've all had our feelings hurt at church. I have. Is anybody in here that's not? Just stay here a little while, baby. You will. You will have your opportunity to do that word right there. Everybody don't, because it is at times a challenge. It's a challenge when your kinfolk are coming over. It's a challenge. It's a challenge when the holidays come. It's a challenge. It's a challenge when you don't feel good. You've worked all day. It's a challenge. It's a challenge for ministers. There's a minister on my Facebook thing. Maybe he'll hear this sermon. I don't know. You know, he's real good about correcting everybody. And I'm sitting there one time. I like the dude. I used to go to meetings in Birmingham, and it was pastors' meetings and different things, and he would be one of them. And actually, man, I walked in one day, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to give him that your old sound system. I thought, I don't know if he knew the sound system. There was about 25 or 30 ministers there, different churches. Well, I walked in there, you know, walked right up to him, and I said, brother, I said, I need you to meet me somewhere. I said, I've got you a sound system. Oh, have you, man? I've been believing for our church for a sound system for a long time. And I said, well, pray you one. He pastored a church somewhere. And so the Lord, I met up with him. I don't remember how I did or whatever, but I met up with him and give him that sound system. Well, all these years goes by, and I'm sitting there, and he's real good about, you know, scribes and Pharisees stuff, you know. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. Woe unto you. And, you know, and I mean, he's a spirit behind it that I feel that ain't right. And I'm sitting there, and the Lord said, ask him where he's going to church. I thought he pastors. He said, ask him where. So I private messaged him. And I said, where y'all guys going to church at now? Well, we ain't going to church. Come back. Well, we ain't going to church right now. He said, we having church in our living room. That ain't what this says to do, is it? Is that what that says to do? And so I told him, I didn't get ugly with him. I told him, I said, but in a more scripture than this, it says in Psalms, I believe it is, maybe Corinthians, it's Corinthians. It is he that sets us in the body as it pleases, or the church as it pleases him. I didn't call myself to Bluntsport. If you're called here, you didn't call yourself here. If you're called up in Coleman, you're over there in Israel, and God's told you to go to a certain church, you didn't call yourself there. God called you there for a purpose. He wants to flourish you. He wants to grow you like a cedar tree or in Lebanon. He says, those that are planted in the house of the Lord. But anyhow, I told him, I said, he come back and said, no, we don't go to church. And he's down in church really on there, you know. That's dangerous. That's dangerous to go to down in churches. Somebody else had a post on there that used to go to church, you know, and they said, when the church leaves deliverance, then they, you know, there's something. It was down in the church. And so I went on there and did comment. I said, well, if those that are supposed to be in church would get in there and get planted and help us deliver, Oh, it's easy to sit at home and post some Facebook scriptures. It's easy to tag and like favorite scriptures sitting at home. Hallelujah. But you know what? That's not where the flourishing is. That's not where we grow. That's not it. See, we grow spiritually. There's a lot of things that took place in my life because God hooked me up with people. When I first started out, you know, they'd come out on the streets, you know, and I went to the Lord and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I was okay until these people come in. He said, I know, I was too. But the Lord began to show me, I'm going to use people to mold you like I am. I love the world. I gave Jesus. For God so loved the world, John 3:16. And so he says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Woo, yeah, baby. I'm liking that more than ever now, man. That didn't mean much to me at 30. Well, that means you'll be strong spiritually. That means health will spring forth in your life and my life. That means glory of God will be on. That's what that means. They will still bring forth fruit, and we'll still preach. We'll still witness. We will still whip devils. We will still cast out devils. We will still be prosperous. What that? Planted in the house of the Lord. See what now? Look, I'm talking about God's word first. About church. God's word, first place and final authority. I don't care if hell freezes over, I'll never not assemble. That's a quality decision. And y'all guys out there in Facebook land and YouTube land, we're all over the world, man. And sitting out there and you got your favorite preachers on TV and you don't go to church, you don't sacrifice anything. I'm telling you, God is telling you to get up and find where I want you to be. Fast and pray. Find where I want you to be. And at all costs, get there and get plugged in so you can flourish. Hallelujah. I'm sweeping it across my family. Some of them listens for a little while and then they cut me off. That's okay. See, that's the thing about it. If they're in the house of the Lord, you can't cut God off halfway through the sermon. You can't cut him off. You just have to say, oh me, or praise the Lord. And that's a good thing. Mac, I mean, everything wasn't rosy for me the first 8 years in the church that I went to. See, once I started getting into God's word, and once I started, you know, trying to submit more to the Lord, the more that the surgery was taking place on the inside of me, the more that thoughts that I had were challenged by the words of God, the more that the intents of my heart were challenged, that caused me to realize I've got to get closer to the Lord. I've got to yield more to the Lord. Hallelujah. See, church was doing that for me. But you know what? To a lot of folk, like Johnny, that's great. Because Johnny's like, oh, man, yeah, going to get to meet tonight. See, that kind of spirit will draw from the Lord. That kind of hunger and knowing where to go, even if maybe you're not hungry. But I'm going to go to the house of God because there's healing in the house of God. There's deliverance in the house of God. The only deliverance that's out yonder is people that's going out from the house of God. I'm like, those that think the church has lost deliverance, how many devils you casting out? How many mouths are you feeding? How many people are you winning to Jesus? How many people are you sending to preach the gospel? How many? See, we got to have the truth in us that when we're out here and we hear this stuff and the spirit of this stuff, we rise up and say, oh no, that don't happen at our church. We're on the move for the Lord. You just need to come try our church. If you ain't found one yet that's going into all the world, doing the Great Commission, that's loving one another, unconditional, well, then you ain't found our church. And there's other churches out there that they're the same way we are. They're not perfect. I don't have it all together. I just don't. I don't claim to have it all together. But there's one thing I won't do, and that's quit. As long as we don't quit, God's got something to work with. He's got something to move us with, move us forward. He said, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. And I kind of studied into that a little bit. It says they will be prosperous. My marriage will still flourish in 50 years. Right? I just really enjoy my grandkids. Now, they come prepared for war last night because Aiden got him a little gun for Christmas, and it hurts. It's got the little Nerf shooters. It's got six in the front. You pump it up, and you shoot them all at one time. Then it holds about seven in a, you know, little machine gun about like that. He can't even get the barrel up. He has to hold it up here, you know. And so they know that I got the gun because me one, you know. And I'm going to play war with them, Mac. You know, well, I shot Aiden. Yeah. You know, right over, and I'm like, we're going to the kitchen. Pew, pew. This was a couple of weeks ago. He came in there. Teresa, that hurts. I said, look. I said, all I got to do is get in war here. I said, once you get engaged, you know, about shooting each other, I said, something takes place, and the pain is not near as bad. You know, I was raised with 17, 16 of them. Our BB guns were real. Well, God, they wasn't no Nerf guns back then, Mac. Man, I mean, they was real guns, and we got them. We made bow and arrows and made sticks, and we shooting each other bow and arrows and stuff. We come up with stuff. We cut Tarzan vines out of kudzu, like God, and we swung over the trees and everything else, you know. And so I'm like, I got to get these kids geared up a little bit rougher, you know. Well, I'm in there, and Aiden, I go in there and get my gun. He's coming behind me, stabbing me with a plastic knife. Oh, he said, look, Aubrey, I'm attacking him. I said, well, just hold on. I mean, he's behind me, and he's just getting me with that knife, you know. And I had my gun. I ain't got it out yet. And so I said, just hold on. It won't be long. I'll be in there. I'll be on in there, and Aubrey brings her pistol out there. It's got four bullets in it, you know. This is what prosperity is. I'm still on flourishing. I'm still on prosperity. I'm still on a good life. I have a good life. You have a good life in the Lord Jesus. It's not just about just quoting scriptures. It's about living those scriptures out and having them to manifest in our life in the natural realm. And so I'm there and I'm thinking, oh man, the war's on. Aubrey's in there getting ready. She's got her gun ready. And so now I'm nearly ready, Mac. And here Aiden goes. And he runs through there, boy. And they take off and they slam the door. And I'm like, oh, no, y'all done both been shooting me and you've been stabbing me. Both of them done been shooting me. Stabbing me and shooting me. And I thought, oh, no. And so I thought, okay, hide. So I went in and they're like, they didn't hear me. And so they decide to go check it out. Maybe I went back in yonder, Mac, but I didn't. I'm in the next door there. And when they opened that door and started out, I just come around like that, and they both took off, I mean running, and went slam under the bed in there. I mean under, I don't know how they got under that bunk bed. I'm like, y'all come out. And I had it loaded, you know, and Aiden's like, Papa, shoot Aubrey. And I said, no, I'm going to get you first. Boom, boom. I shot him a couple of times. Got him. Oh, wow, Papa. Got him. And I thought, well, let him up, you know. I said, all right, y'all come on out. I said, I'm not going to shoot you. We're ceasefiring right now, you know. And so I thought, this is what it's all about, Lord. It's not about the guns. I mean, I enjoy with my grandkids. That's what I'm planted here. I go through things? Sure, sure. You're going to go through hardship? Sure. You're going to have to sacrifice? Sure. But take God's word and don't let down on it. That's where the battle is won and the victory is captured. Whenever we capture God's word and make qualities, I've made a quality decision that I'm going to flourish in my older years. I'm going to prosper now more than I. Travis, he told me, he said, "Oh, I made this with you last year, Pa. Dad, you get a little nervous. Tax time's coming on. You get a little nervous because you prospered." I told him, I said, "Well, you know what?" I said, "I think I'll just prosper more this year than I did last year." Well, you know what that means? Worry could hit him right now, thinking, "Oh, God, what if I make double that next year? Taxes, ooh, deep." I'm not going to let fear stop me from prospering. If I have to pay in a bunch, God's going to give me a bunch, right? Come on, somebody. He said he'd supply all of my needs. I made a quality decision. It don't make no difference if it's taxes or if it's hospitals or whatever. I went in and had open heart surgery, $130,000 with no insurance, Mac. No insurance. $130,000 plus $15,000 to the doctors. That's $145,000. And I didn't even like their food. It caused me to lose weight. I come out, you know, and I tried to get assistance and all of that stuff, you know, and denied, you know. And I thought, but God, you know what? I just told the Lord, I said, "Okay, Lord, this is your bill. I'm yours. I serve you. You said you'd supply them. I'm going to agree." So I called the hospital, and I told them, I said, "Okay, I made up my mind, Mac. I'm not going to not pay my hospital bills. That's ungodly. The Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love him. If you owe man, then believe God that scripture will come to pass in your life. You stand on that scripture. I owe no man, Romans 5, I owe no man nothing but to love him. And you walk that out no matter how long it takes until you don't owe nobody. I'm there. I could have quit. I could have went bankrupt. I could have not paid the hospital bills. And you know what kept? You know what really kept me? The word. This is what kept me. The Bible says, and I used this way back yonder when I didn't have no credit, I couldn't get nothing, and I stood on the word in Proverbs where it says a good name is rather to be chosen than fine gold and silver. I meditated on that and meditated on that and meditated on that and meditated on that, and I thought, I'm going to have a good name, Lord. Your word says a good name is rather to be chosen, Lord. And I wasn't very liked back then. Weston's didn't have a good rep. They just really didn't. But the word of God, when you make a quality decision, see, the word trumps your past. The word makes up for your past. And you know what, praise God? I come down there, and I mean, I'm fixing to lose it all, every bit of it. Thank God I was a Christian, or I would have lost it all. I'm convinced. If I had not knew the Lord, if I had not knew a little bit of the word, well, I took that one scripture where Jesus said, "No man has left father and mother and lands and brothers and sisters for my sake and the gospel's and lost anything, but he shall gain 100-fold in this time and eternal life." It covers both of them. I stood on that, and I had to do some repenting because I worried and I tried to fix it. And even coming here preaching, just because you're a Christian don't mean that you can't let stuff in. You can let in. You can let up in. You can let fear in. You can give up. You can just throw in the towel anytime you want to. But you won't get the benefits of the delivering power of God there. Well, I took a stand. And I repented. I went, "Oh, God, God, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry that I wasn't trusting you. I'm sorry, sir, that I wasn't trusting you." I told him, I said, "Lord, I'm real good at going to church and keeping them in faith and keeping them stirred up, God. But when it's my battle, Lord, I'm sorry. I've let down." I didn't let down here on faith and all that in the Word. I didn't. I mean, I felt like I'm the general, man. I mean, I'm the captain. I mean, the captain can't let casualties happen because the way he feels. Well, that's the way we all ought to feel as Christians. You know, there's casualties out there that's happening sometimes, I believe, because we won't speak up and tell them. No, just like I told them out here the other day, I care about them, these people that we feed. I mean, I care about them. I don't have to know their history. I care about them. I know they need Jesus. I know they need healing. I know they need marriages. I know they need finances. I know they need relationships mended. I know that. I don't have to wonder that. I don't have to know them. Those that don't know Jesus, they are bankrupt spiritually. They're on a dead-end road. They're on a road to collision and destruction and just lives shattered. They're on that road. But sometimes I just get to the point to where I'm like, I'm going to tell them today. I've been trying to get y'all in here for 5 years. What would it hurt to come to church? You come in here at 3. I didn't tell them this, but I wanted to tell them. You come in here at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to sleep, leaving your car running, waiting on us to get here at 6:30 for a handful of groceries. See, but if they will come and let us feed them spiritually, they won't need the groceries anymore. I'm telling you, it won't be long till, praise God, they would get in there. And that's why it's important for me and you to be strong, strong in our family, strong on the Word of God, not letting the Word of God falter. Well, went on, and I stood on the Word of God, and then they denied me help on the 130. I made too much money, Mac. You got to make so much. And if you make over, you don't qualify for none of the programs. And so I says, okay. And when I made my mind up, I told the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, a good name. I'm not going to have a bad name. It might take me the rest of my life to pay off this $130,000 at $250 a month, but that's what I'm going to make agreement with him. I'm going to pay $500 a month. See, you got to agree with God. That was me agreeing with God. I didn't see how I could pay it. So anyways, I agreed, and when they called, I said, and I'm trusting God all the time. I thought, I'm going a good name. That'll make me have a bad name not to pay these bills, Lord. See, now you got Christians, I can't help it. I just can't help it. Brother Scotty don't understand. He's that faith guy. No, I'm the Word guy. You're the Word guy. It ain't got nothing to do with some big faith somebody. He says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, be thou removed. You'll speak to that sickness and it'll have to go. You'll cast out devils and they just bow to you. Well, called them, told them who it was and all that, and they got the case number, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm ready to make arrangements to pay for this. And I told her, okay. She said, hold on. She got it all up. She said, okay. I said, she said, what do you want? I said, I'm going to pay $250 on this one right here, and I'm going to pay $250 on the other one. She said, hold on just a minute. I've got to go and tell my manager what you said, and I'll be right back. And I said, that's fine. The whole time my mind, hang up. Don't agree. You'll never get that paid for. This is ridiculous. $130,000. That hospital sucks. I'd rather be dead. I had all these thoughts. I'd rather be dead than put my family in this kind of financial crisis. Those thoughts going through my mind, and then I come out of my mouth every time I'd have one of those thoughts, and I'd say, nope, a good Lord, is rather to be, I cast these thoughts. Don't we know what the Word says in 2 Corinthians 10 over there? Yeah, it says, though we walk in this flesh body, we do not war according to how we feel our body. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strong, casting down imaginations. I don't feel like going to church. Shut up! Y'all hear me up there in La La Land? Next Sunday morning, your body's aching, you ain't been to church in 30 years, you don't see no need for it, tell your body, it don't belong to you. You are on the inside, and you are going to church. And I'm going to believe, God, that the words that I speak will not return void. Not that you'll go just go to church, but something supernatural will happen to you in church Sunday morning. She gets back on the phone and says, Mr. Weston? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I don't know what happened, but when I told my manager what you said and she looked up all your stuff, she said, if you'll pay $300 right now, that they will cancel the $130,000. I said, let me get my debit card. That was God. I done been denied three times. And then she said, and Mr. Weston, she said, if you will pay $300, that will be wiped out, and you pay $500 a month on the other one. I said, yes, ma'am. No problem. I wanted to shout. I wanted to run up down Mount Road, black God, because God showed up for me. God did it. God. I'm glad to hear all your stories. You go. You're going to have some testimonies. You hear me? The road you're on following Jesus. I'm telling you, there's going to be opportunity for testimonies for you to say, I was attacked sick with sickness and disease and lies of the devil, and I stood on the word of God and jump up and say, glory to God, his word don't fail. But you're going to be, I went through that and made some choices, praise God, and straightened it all out financially so that you that are listening don't have to go down that road. You might have the challenges. You might have the thing, but you don't have to get in unbelief and lose sleep and worry and try to figure out how to save you and all that. You try to save you, you will destroy you. But if you trust the Lord and stand on the word of God, and I mean get down and fast and pray until you know you're in faith, believe in God, then God is released. You released him to do the supernatural. He will do what can't be done. The Bible says that all things are possible to those that believe. It don't say all things are possible to everybody that confesses to be a Christian. I looked down, my foot was bruised. I'm like, man, I wonder when I bruised my foot. In the shower. And so I'm in the shower, and I thought, I bruised pretty easy, Lord. Teresa's getting on to me. Good Lord, you bruised up. You don't have to go like everything like a bulldog or a bull or whatever she says. And so I'm in the shower, and I said, glory to God. I hadn't thought about it, Lord. I said, Lord, I just thank you right now. From this minute on, I don't bruise that easy, Lord. I don't care if age is a factor here, Lord. Your word works. And Lord, I just praise you and thank you right now that I won't rub up against a tube of six and get a bruise. I like to total them two and three at a time, Mac. I ain't making five trips. Get three. I tried to pick three up today, 12 footer soaked, and I was like, nah, just get two. So I toted two. I'm like, cut it in half. And I'm like, shut up. Cut it in half. I'll have to re-piece it back down yonder. And so I started saying out of my mouth, you know, Lord, thank you, Lord, that I don't bruise from this moment on very easily, Lord. I praise you, and I believe I receive it. And then I thought, I'm going to say that at church. And then my next thought was, what if you still bruise? You know, that's the devil. What if I don't? Aubrey made a bad grade or something. I wonder what. I'm in, and worried about failing second grade, not going into third grade. Said something, you know, to the back. We said, no, you won't. You're not going to fail. You're not going to fail. We told her, you're not going to fail. You're going to go to third grade. She said, what if I do? I said, and me and Teresa simultaneously, you won't. I said, because God's going to help you. Well, didn't we just read Psalm 78? Give me that scripture, Travis. I thought you didn't look like Beth. It says, give ear, O people, to my law, the word. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utterly dark sayings of O, will utter dark sayings of O, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Go ahead. We will not hide them from their children. That's what I'm not doing. Now, they're not my children, but they're my grandchildren. I'm going to tell them what God's done for me. I'm going to tell them that my God, they don't know what I've been through. They don't know what miracles have happened in mine and your life. They don't have a clue. They don't know. But you know, we going to let them know. We going to testify. The old ones have testified to us. Abraham, Isaac, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Jesus. And they were able to see the glory because he did what they told them. They did what God told them to do. Taught their children. Taught their children's children. They taught the next generation. Hallelujah. See, God's word don't fail. Go back. Give me Psalm 78 now, son. 1-7. Give ear, O people, to my law. That's what I had. Go on. Let's read the rest of that. That they might see their hope in God. That's what it's all about. And the Lord, you know, I thought, wow, man, this opportunity's come up. And I just preached that. I just preached that Wednesday, Sunday. We started preaching on that. And then it become real. I thought now, because I said that, her hope will be in God helping me make it to the third grade. God conscious. Well, how do you know that? Because my word don't fail. Jesus said it the other day. Remember? He said, if they believe my words, they will believe your words too. We just preached it Sunday morning. Jesus did to us. So I believe that my words, that people that are anointed to hear it, and your words that God's drawn them to you, they're going to hear your words like you heard Jesus' words. Hallelujah. Give me that Joshua 1, Beth, please. I'm about to preach my time up here. He says, only be thou very courageous, be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Anytime you see the law in there, now, then he had things, he gave them the Ten Commandments and all that, give them the word. But the word wasn't to destroy them. The word, if you'll do what I tell you to do, you're going to prosper. You know, now, through Jesus was the word made flesh. Now, the Bible, the law, what he's talking about is the word of God. He was talking about the word of God then. If you'll listen to the word, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. And the Spirit of God spoke to me 25-6 years ago, maybe, when I was reading this right here. He quickened it to me. He just quickened it to me. I said, hey, Lord, it didn't say you would make him prosperous. It didn't say you would, because I was looking for it to say, and I, God, will make you prosperous. And so I said, Lord, why did you not say that? Why did you say that if he meditates day and night on the word, that he will make his way prosperous, that he will have good success? And the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, because I was with him. He said, now I am in you and with you wherever you go. He said, now if you will meditate on my Bible day and night. That's a chore now. That's easy to say. He said, then you'll make it. And you know what? I can look all the way back yonder to when I got saved and started learning what I'm telling you right now and still do it today. That's still powerful to me. Meditate means you think on it. You mutter, you think on it, you go to it, you say it, you think it, you say it. To mutter to oneself. Meditate means to mutter to oneself. If you look that word up in the Hebrew, It means to mutter to oneself. God said, if you will meditate, if you will mutter to yourself day and night the word, rehearse the word, get it in your heart, get it in your mind, and then do it. Then you'll make your way prosperous. See, God made me successful and you successful when we got born again. You became rich when you got born again. You became into a royal priesthood when you got born again. Jesus took on himself poverty that you might be made rich when you got born again. You inherited that. You inherited healing. You inherited deliverance. You inherited strength. You inherited grace and favor, hallelujah, from the Lord. Take a stand to get in church. Y'all all in church. Keep your stand. You know, I went through that battle I went through back in 07, 8, 9. That's completely over. I'll never have to cross that bridge again, bless God. I don't owe nobody nothing today, and I own everything. I could have given it all up. I could have been homeless in one choice. I could have lost everything in one choice. See, one choice, you can lose it all. One choice. One time, you let thoughts of defeat get in there and you meditate on thoughts of defeat. What's the use? What's the use? And you won't go nowhere in the Lord. I mean, you actually limit God. Psalm 78, 40, 41, it says that they turned back in their hearts and limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited God Almighty. And the Lord told me one time, he said, you can limit me just like they did with unbelief. He said, there's no reason for you to have unbelief. He said, faith kills unbelief. Where does faith come from? The Bible says in Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? You know, me and Teresa's changed some things, especially her, changing some things up. And when I go in now, Mac, I don't hear nothing but preaching. Now, I don't know if it's been on all day, but I sure am glad it is. I lay down, take me a little nap, preaching going on over there. I wake up, preaching still going on, you know. And I'm trying to set my mind more on the things of the Lord. Well, just like the guy comes and helps me on the barn. That storm come through, and I'd worked hard and just paid the last. Somebody asked today at the feed store, and he said, hey, did you ever get your barn finished? And I thought, man, why's he got to bring that up? Because I'd buy feed down there, and I was telling him, when I get my barn finished, I'll buy feed in bulk, you know, to feed some of the cows and all that. Hey, did you get your barn finished? And I looked at him. I thought, I don't know if I'm going to tell him or not. I said, well, this one I did. He said, what do you mean this one? I said, well, I paid $1,000 and got the last bit of metal put on the barn that you're talking about that I got finished. I said, and 2 weeks later, a storm come through and flattened it. The whole barn? I said, yeah, the whole 48 by 40, whatever it was. He said, man, that's bad. I said, but look. I said, you see these? Yeah. I said, I'm putting gates on the new one. I said, in 3 months, I said, I've done built back a 33 by 72. I said, when it blowed down, I said, look, I said, life is like this. I said, I was telling the guy, I said he hated it, brother in the Lord, he hated it. He knows I'm a Christian, you know, guy. And he said, I told him, he said, oh brother Scott, I hate it for you. I told him, I said, look at me. This is back months ago. We're standing with my barns on the ground. I said, look, listen to me. I said, life always throws something at us. I said, now, I said, this happened. I said, and it wasn't God. I said, it wasn't the devil. Some people think it was. Devil went right up there and blowed Scotty's barn. That devil can't touch my barn. Touch not God's anointed, right? Can't touch that. I let down on my angels. Anyways, I told him, I said, I told that guy standing there, I said, listen to me. I said, I said, when things like this happen to us Christians, and I was trying to minister to him, you know, because I done made up my mind what I'm going to do. I said, when things happen, I said, there's no need to go to crying. I said, we have to make a choice. What we going to do with this situation that is in front of us? I said, whether it's your marriage, whether it's my barn, your car, your finances, your marriage, I said, everything, we must make a quality decision based on the Word of God. I said, now, don't feel sorry for me. I said, because I like the slogan of Biden. I said, build back better. I said, so this happened to me. I said, and I'm going to take his saying. I said, and I'm going to use it, and I'm going to build back bigger and better. So I told that guy that story. He said, man, you done threw? And I said, not quite. I said, but I stand back, and I watch the dream come to pass. Hallelujah. I could have quit. I could have said, oh, all that money just down the drain, Lord. But you know what? See, God built the first, and he helped me and gave me strength and all of that and brought finances and all of that stuff. He did it again, Mac. He did it again. See, he'll do it for you. He'll get your block wall at your house that you ain't got the money to put up. That's what you want. He'll bring extra finances in for you to insulate your ceiling. You know how I know? How come I know he will? He did for me. He's no respecter of persons. He'll give you the money to put new windows in there. You can believe God for a new metal roof on the top of your house. I'm living in one. I got one, believed it for a few years, and now I've got a metal roof. I've got her sealed up, Mac. Told Teresa the other day, I said, I got fed up with that generator deal. Y'all heard it? And that's all I'm going to try to say about the generator deal. But I really wanted this kind of generator for years, where I didn't have to do anything but go out and flip a switch, and when the power went off, and I could go back to bed under my fan. I'll run a generator just for the fan. I run a fan at night, winter and summer. I like wind blowing in my face for some reason. And so, you know what? It took me one day and less than what I would have paid for a new job. I got it set up. I done fried two dishwashers. This is the second one, Mac, trying to hook it into my breaker box, man. Flip that baby on. First time I flipped it on, it went pew, pew, pew in there at the first dishwasher. Popped the things off of it, I mean. Second one, I fried the second dishwasher. And you know what Teresa said? The first, and boy, I got it for 3 or 4 days. You were burned up, the blah, 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 blah. And this one here, she said, well, that's okay. You know why? And I said, it is okay? Did I burn this one up?
I've been wanting me one of them stainless steel ones anyways.
So she goes off to Lowe's up there and gets her one. Brings it back, and I'm like, glory to God. He said he'd work all things together. I didn't even get chewed out. Home over that one, fried
baby. I'll just go get me a new one.
No, she didn't say that. So I got it hooked up, you know, and I thought, used to, I would be like, God, help me turn this on, Lord. And Teresa just be calm in there if something shoots, you know. Just, I mean, that's the way I would have to do it, Mac. I'm trying to better us, but I fry everything, you know. And I'm dogmatic. I'll do it again and again and again. So when I went and got this one, I said, hey, man, I said, reckon, dude, you could draw me out a diagram on how to wire this stuff? I didn't tell him what I'd done, you know. And,
oh, yeah, it ain't no problem.
He said, do this and this. And he said, and run two ground wires out there, two. I said, why would I want to run two? Just for safety. He said, because if you don't, you will turn that on and you will fry dishwashers. I thought, oh, God, I know that firsthand. I said, yes, I will. Well, the last time I turned it on, I said, how's everything? Teresa comes out there and she said, turn it off. The house is on, something's burning. Everything's smoking is what she said. So I go out there and time I get in there, dish network. We got that dish network. I mean, I'm talking about smoke. Looked like worse than Cheech and Chong sitting on the side of the road smoking, man. Boiling out of the van, it was coming out of it. I thought, oh, man, I fried that. And Teresa really likes TV, you know, and I thought, man, why couldn't I have fried something other than dish? God, this had to be Dish Network. So anyways, I go, you know, and I told Teresa, I said, I'm fed up with this. And so I just believed God, you know, I thought, I'm going to get me a generator. And I got me a generator, and now, Mac, it's right. Hooked it up, and I told her, I said, hey, see, now look, you might think I'm just talking about natural. I believe God for this for years. You know, he said we'll still be flourishing in our older age. I think I'm reaping all the standing I've been doing, and it's coming quickly. I believe this year you're going to say, man, we know God's with us. How you know? Because we're prospering everything we do, man. I mean, our marriage, everything. I mean, God's just prospering us. That's how come I know. I knew before that, but he's prospering. So I told Teresa, I said, you ready? All right. I said, we'll do a test run, baby. So I go over there. I can walk out in there and just, I ain't put the switch on it, but I can hit a switch and my generator fires up and I don't even have to get out there in the rain or nothing, man. And I flip one breaker and flip the main breaker, flip that one breaker, poof. She had every light in the house on, man. It looked like when I went in there. I flipped it on and I hurried, Mac. I run all the way around there and I busted the door. I'm like, nothing burning. Lights are on. I said, woo, this is good. All the lights are on in the house. I told her, I said, we don't even know power's off, do we? Yeah, now. See, we don't even know when the heat comes, the Bible says. If we will serve the Lord, if you make quality choices, then the prophet, I'm going to close with this. Proverbs 18:14 says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. We don't need to be saying we don't know what we're going to do. There's no scripture to back that up as a Christian. For us to let it come out of our mouth, I don't know what we're going to do. We don't know what we're going to do. What we're going to do, honey? I don't know what we're going to do, honey. Don't get into all that junk. That's junk. That's junk food. That's like you being on the internet and they try to get you to click on something that pops up. And then they attack a virus to your computer. That's what Satan does. Just take the bait. If anything like that happens, say, glory to God, I don't know yet what we're going to do, but God said that he would supply all of our needs. Come down, honey. Everything will be all right. Just hold on. Let's keep believing. Get the scriptures out. Let's put them on the refrigerator. Put them on the rearview mirror. Turn them on in our ears. Whatever you got to do to keep that unbelief and keep your mouth from speaking contrary. Nobody likes me. Aubrey said every now and then, she don't say it now. They don't like me. And I would tell her, they don't know what they're missing. If they knew you, baby, they would want to play with you in school. Just don't know who. I'm building her mental capacity up. Bless God, she'll walk in and go, it ain't bad. We don't care. I don't care, Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. I'm going over here with these kids that know. See you later. Later, alligator. I don't got time for you. You don't see the worth in me. See, we got to see that we see the worth in each other. You might be going through, but I don't say, oh, God, they look dead. Oh, what's wrong with them? Well, they're in a battle. They're in a battle. Come on, pull your socks up. I went over to my land. I know better, Mac. I go over there in my tennis shoes because I'm thinking, I'm just going to go check the cows. I go over there in my tennis shoes, and it's been raining. You know, and my brother left the gate down, and my whole herd's out. I mean, I ain't got not one cow in my pasture. Now, thank God for feed. I've been feeding them, and when I pull up, they come running. I don't care if they 2 miles. I can holler for them. They'll tear down pasture fences to get to me for that feed. They'll do whatever they got to do, man, you know. But out here, I jump out, boy, slosh, slosh. I'm like, God, man. And I thought, I had the thought on the back porch, put my boots on. But no. Don't you have this thought, don't say that. Just don't say it. When you have that thought, it ain't going to work. Don't take it. Take no thought saying, what are we going to do? I don't know what we're going to do. Things are looking bad. It was bad till it got worse. I mean, it looks bad. You're not going nowhere like that. You're going to get stuck right there. And then if you don't pass this test, God's going to deliver you anyways. But if you don't pass this one, you're going through it again. And then here it comes again. And you'd be like some of these movies you watch. They're in there and they're lost. And they go around for half a day. And then they come, woo, they found a shoe. And it just happened to be theirs. They lost. They done been there. They went in a full round circle. How discouraging would that be? They hunting their way out and thought they was going in the right direction. Went around that bush and back down again. So I want to encourage you, let God's word be first place, final authority. It's say it out of your mouth. It's not enough just to in your heart just believe God. Nah, the Bible says with the heart man believes, but with the mouth, Romans 10, confession is made. Paul says, as we have believed, therefore we confess. We speak. We mutter to oneself. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, victory's right around the corner for you. This year is going to be a year of God's increase, I believe, like we've never seen it before. I'm believing spiritual strength like you've never had, physical strength, healing, prosperity. We had communion Sunday on it, and we released it. Hallelujah. I'm expecting it to happen. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And I thank you, Father,